Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word, coming to you from Central West Virginia. It's 8:30 a.m. on the east coast of the United States, and it's the 12th of December. I want to continue, finish off today in the book of Psalms, chapter 2, the pointing out of many are in the valley of decision, that there's coming a time when all of us are going to have to make a choice. Hopefully we've already made that choice to serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to look unto Him, the soon coming King that's about to break forth in this world before too long, and the Word of God says to establish His kingdom in Jerusalem. The Word of God points us towards a rapture, I believe, a tribulation period, and a thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that many shall wax cold in these last days. Jesus declared that deception would be the greatest weapon that the powers of darkness use in these last days to try to discombobulate the gospel, so to speak, to point man in other directions other than the direction of Jesus Christ. We have to know that Jesus Christ is discerned by the Spirit of God. There's no way, the Word of God says, you can't even call Jesus Lord unless you do it through the Holy Ghost. It must be a revelation given to God. It's by mercy, it's by grace, it's by the power of God, it's by His wisdom that the psalmist David said, "Who are we that God is mindful of us? Who is man that God is mindful of us?" So the Word of God declares that Jesus was crucified from the foundation of the earth, that God had a plan. He knew that man was going to fall. He knew that someday that man would need a redeemer. The Bible declares in the Old Testament they shed gallons and gallons of animals' blood to try to cover the sins of the people. But the Bible declares us, John the Baptist looked on the side of the Jordan as Jesus walked down to be baptized. The Word of God declares that John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." So we go in verse 10 here of Psalms chapter 2, hoping to finish this up today. He says in the Word of God, he says, "To be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth." In other words, it's a choice. God knows that the world has controversy with Him, that the world conspires against the ways of God and against God's people, that there is a spirit, the Word of God declares, of the Antichrist that's in the world today. Jesus said in the Word of God, He said, "I was hated of men, and so as I was hated, so shall you be hated of men, that many shall persecute you." The Word of God declares persecution is coming on the face of this earth. It's already here in many parts of the world and growing in other parts. This is what's promised. The Word of God declares, "Think it not strange of the fiery trials which try us in our minds and our souls and our body and our spirits and everything that seems to be going on around and about us." In Joel chapter 3, verse 14, the Word of God declares, "Multitudes upon multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." This is where the church comes in. The Bible says that that God has set the church upon the walls to be a watchman. The church's responsibility, the mandate of the church, is to preach the gospel and to go into all the world and preach the gospel in every nation and every land. I believe that many churches and many organizations need to rethink their goal and what they're called to do. I believe that we need to get rid of a lot of secular stuff in the house of God and start preaching the Word of God, that the pure Word of God might run from the pulpits of America. Again, I believe in the book of Jeremiah, the Word of God declares, "I will give you pastors after my own heart." The Word of God declares there's a remnant of the church. Isaiah 1:9 states, "Had not been for the remnant, we would have been as Sodom and we would have been as Gomorrah." and that remnant is that which is called to preach the truth, whereby knowledge of that truth will set men free. We preach the Son of God, and the Bible says that those that the Son set free is free indeed. So Joel said, multitude upon multitude stand in the valley of decision. Acts 14:14 declares a situation in the book of Acts. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. We see division. We see division. Wherever the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, it brings offense. Many will not side in with the gospel. It will offend many. It's foolishness to others, according to the word of God. So the word of God declares that where a house is divided, that it will not stand. And that narrows down to our own personal lives. We can't be for the Lord one day and the next day in some other direction. A house divided will not stand. Joshua said, choose you this day, in the book of Joshua 2:15. Then he talks about choosing the word of God, choosing the ways of God, making sure that we attend unto no other ism or schism except the word of God. Joshua said, he said, to choose you this day whom you will serve. We have to make a choice in these last days. Had to make a choice. So, in verse 10, the word of God declares, be wise, now you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Make a choice. There's a spirit coming. There's a revolution, I should say, of evil. The Bible declares, as the days grow short, that Satan and his cohorts, his minions, so to speak, will at a greater measure come against the gospel of Jesus Christ, come against God's people, knowing they can't win, but they've already sealed their fate according to what the word of God says. Verse 11 says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. The Bible declares that fear begins with the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing him and his majesty and in his power. Hebrews 12:28 says, we have received a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we serve God, acceptable with reverence and with a godly fear. Philippians 2:12 says, my beloved, as you have obeyed not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with trembling and with fear. Work out your own salvation. Serve the Lord with fear. The Bible declares it's a horrible thing to be in the hands of an angry God. It's a horrible thing to be in the hands of an angry God. Right now we are operating under grace and mercy and love. God is giving us space. I believe that the world as well as this nation is in preliminary judgment. I believe that God will increase as people continue to stiffen their necks. I believe that God has no choice but to increase the judgment. He will not be ignored. He will not be turned away. His plan will be implemented. He said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall never, ever pass away. The word of God declares he sent his word, and he healed them. That word that goes out from his mouth, the word of God declares it shall go. As the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and does what it needs to do upon the earth, so shall my word said, that which I send will not come back void, but accomplish that which I've sent it to do. So the word of God will be fulfilled. Every prophecy will be fulfilled. Every T will be crossed and every I will be dotted, according to what the word of God says. He says, serve the Lord with fear. Serve the Lord with fear. This is what's lacking in the churches, in the world, in America today, is there's no fear of God. Men dare to shake their fist in the face of an almighty God. Men dare to change the laws of an almighty God. And God is not pleased. God is not pleased. God said to bless his children Israel. Those that bless you, I will bless, and those that curse you, I will curse. Those that try to divide Israel, I will divide. This is what the word of God says. This is what God promises in his word. So verse 12 says, kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. That means to embrace Jesus Christ and his love gift. Embrace Jesus Christ and that which he done on the cross. Kiss the Son. unless he, that's the Father, be angry and you perish. From the way when his wrath is kindled, but a little blessed are all that put their trust in him. Kiss the Son, receive Jesus Christ. There again, I go back to the church's responsibility to preach nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Nothing. We are not to preach any other gospel except the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there is a push in the world, of course, through the spirit of the Antichrist, to try to confuse the gospel, try to stop the preaching of the gospel. The enemy doesn't try to stop anybody that's preaching another gospel. He'll side right in with them. But if you're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're preaching it in an uncompromised fashion, if you're preaching the blood of Jesus Christ, if you're preaching the accomplished work of Jesus Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago, then the enemy is turned upon you. You have a target on your back, so to speak, because it's offensive to him. He knows it's the way for men and women and boys and girls to be saved. No other name can a man be saved except it be through Jesus Christ. One mediator between God and man, and that's the man Christ Jesus. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just kiss the Son, lest you be angry and you perish. John 3:18 says, he that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. We are monotheistic. We believe in one God, one true God. Everything else just a byword. Everything else doesn't mean, in an old farmer's term, doesn't mean a hill of beans. There's one Lord, one baptism, one way, and that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must preach him. And we must preach him crucified. We must preach the blood, because the Word of God declares without the shedding of blood, there will never be any remission of sin. The book of the priest, the Levitical priest, declares that there's life in the blood. He said, in this day, he said, I shed the blood upon the altar, upon the mercy seat, for an atonement for your sins, to turn back our sins. The old song said there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. We still claim the blood. They overcame him, the Word of God says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. We need to preach the blood again in the house of God. So the Word of God declares that if you believe on Jesus Christ, that you are not condemned. Romans 8:1, therefore there is no condemnation to those who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. The law of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. That's why the enemy fights us in our Bible study. This is why we have dead time, so to speak, in our lives. We all do at times that we're not really fruitful in the Spirit. Now listen, we're not saved by works. Works will not save us. But I believe if you have Jesus Christ on the inside of you, there's a drawing to his word. There's a drawing to the things of God. There's a drawing that draws us out of the world and the world system. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish. From the way when his wrath is kindled, but a little blessed are all that put their trust in him. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 and 8. Those who are troubled rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven and with his mighty angels in the flaming fire, verse 8, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 34:22 says, the Lord redeem to soul of his servants, and none that trust in him shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and those that trust in him shall not be desolate. Psalms chapter 2, we've talked about the controversy that the world has with the gospel, that nations rise up against it, leaders rise up against the gospel of Jesus Christ. The first half of the chapter talks about that happening, and then the rest of it speaks about how God is going to address it. And the Word of God says that the scepter will not depart from the tribe of Judah. Every word of God that's spoken shall be fulfilled. As I said before, every T shall be crossed, and every I shall be dotted. And the Word of God declares that every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you know him today? Are you rebelling against the things of God? Is the things of this life separating you from the things of God? Hebrews chapter 12 tells us to lay aside every weight which has so easily beset us. Get us off our path. The Bible says straight is the way, narrow is the way that leadeth unto salvation, but broad is the path that leadeth unto destruction. There again, men are making many decisions today. Men are making many decisions today that will determine their eternal existence. Because we are born with a soul. The Bible says we were made in the likeness and the image of Almighty God. For God declares in the book of Genesis that we were we did not evolve, that God breathed the breath of life in Adam, the first man. Breathed his own breath, gave us a soul, gave us an eternal spirit that will spend eternity somewhere. This body dies. This body gives out one of these days. It is disintegrating every day right before our eyes. The Bible says the old man or the body dies on the outside, but on the new, the Bible says we are energized from glory to glory. Apostle Paul said, it's not me that lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. So we have a choice to make. The world as we see it, the world system goes the way of the Antichrist. There's never been more talk than there is now about the one world government, the one world religion. Read Revelation chapter 13. Read about the two beasts, the Antichrist and the false prophet, the political leader and the religious leader. Make no mistake about it, Satan has his voices. He has those that speak for him. Jesus said in Matthew 24, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall say, lo, I am here, and lo, I am there. But he says, go not. Don't listen to him. And discernment and recognition of this thing is going only comes through the Spirit of God. The Bible declares, try the spirits and see if they be of God. Try them and see if they be of God. Put them on the test bench, so to speak. And the test bench is the Word of God. Everything that we preach, everything we teach needs to be Bible-based. Needs to be the Word of God. There's controversy on controversy about doctrine today. About end times, eschatology. So much argument and fighting about pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Millennial, amillennial. I mean, there's just so much controversy in the world today. Like I've heard so many preachers say, see, you can get all that stuff wrong, but if you get Jesus wrong, then you've missed it. So our thrust is to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And God's going to take care of all of this stuff. I've got my beliefs. Of course, I'm pre-trib. That's what I am. But I'm not going to sit around and argue about that, because it's not fruitful. Because the Bible declares no man knows the hour of the day. No man knows. Yes, we can quote Scripture and we can have our opinions. And there's men in this world that have more biblical knowledge than their little finger than I have in my whole body. But the fact remains is, excuse me, we must look unto Jesus. We must preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's who we need to preach. So the Bible declares that if we're looking on the author and finisher of our faith, I'll read this again, 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 and 8, those who are troubled rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven and with His mighty angels, verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalm 34:22, Lord redeems the soul of His servants, and none that trust in Him shall be desolate. He's a present help in the time of trouble. A present help in the time of trouble. He is a way where there is no way. He's a fountain in the desert. The Bible declares He's a tabernacle. He's a dwelling place, a secret dwelling place where we can hide, so to speak, in these last days. Not to hide, stick our heads in the sand, and ignore what's going on, but the Word of God declares we must occupy until He comes. So to sum everything up, I've been through this chapter. There's two factions. There's good and there's evil. It comes right down to that. There's a battle between good and evil. And good is Jesus Christ, and evil is the world, Satan, the powers of darkness. Even our own flesh is evil to us. The battle that we fight with our own flesh. But He says to search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. Don't ignore the gospel. Don't ignore the pull of the Spirit of God on your life. He said, I would that none would perish, but that each and every one would come unto everlasting life. This is what God, He says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you to prosper you, to lift you up, to give you an expected end. When you seek me with all of your heart, Jeremiah 29:11-12. When you seek me with all of your heart, and all of your mind, and all of your soul, giving to yourself, the Word of God declares, as a living sacrifice, which is holy before God, which is your reasonable service. If you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Word of God declares, if you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead through His resurrection power, the Bible declares, if you confess your sins, if you call on the name of the Lord, that He will save you, that He will abide with you, that He will cleanse you of your sins through His precious blood that was shed 2,000 years ago. He declared that. If you're sick in your body, the Word of God declares that Jesus sent His Word and He healed us, that by His stripes we are healed. If you're suffering mentally, and the Bible declares that He was chastised for our peace of mind and bruised for our iniquities. He's the way and the only way. Call on the one today that can help you. Call on the one today that is more than able to set you free. Get your eyes off of men. Get your eyes off of churches. Get your eyes off denominations. Get your eyes off religious organizations. And get your eyes on Jesus Christ, the only one today that can save you and renew you and make you new. The only one today that can put off the old man and give you a brand new man. That can put off the old mind, and the Bible says give you a brand new mind. The only one that can eradicate the scales that cover our eyes, that which tries to blind us from His grace and from His mercy and from His love. Call on His name. The Bible declares if you call on Him on His name, you shall be delivered. You don't have to preach a camp or just get out and speak in your own words. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Direct me in this way of salvation. Preachers endeavored today, tried to talk to us about. You're going to need Him in the days to come. We're going to need him. We're going to need him like we've never needed him. The storms are just beginning in this world and in this nation. And we're going to need the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Jim Newsom, Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you.